Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The week began with unspeakable tragedy as the country mourned two more mass shootings. And the president, with a prepared speech, who came out and basically said no more politics, no more lashing out at rivals. It's time to come together and figure out how we're going to fix this problem. Rick Klein is ABC's political director. He's with us on the Newsline, gives us his thoughts on the week in politics. That's how the week began, Rick. So how do we stand at the end of the week?
We're standing with maybe some cracks of light through the shield of non-action around gun control. Mitch McConnell, the Senate Majority Leader, saying that there are pieces of legislation that will be considered in September, and the president himself saying now publicly that he's open to strengthening background checks. We've heard it before, and maybe this moment fades, but I do think that there's some signs of movement at this moment, at least.
Politics always part of the game when you're getting closer to an election year. Apparently, some of the candidates for president have been asked point blank if they think the president is a white supremacist. Is that an inappropriate question?
Well, it's up to the candidates to answer it. I mean, I don't know what it means, and I don't know that people understand the real import of what that means. It's one thing to say you support white nationalists or you're supported by white nationalists. It's another thing to say, yes, someone is a white supremacist. That's what they're saying. So I don't know that the question itself is inappropriate. I think maybe the answers betray that in how they're received. I can't recall another circumstance where you had major presidential candidates saying that directly about the president of the United States, but we live in unusual times.
All right. Rick Klein is ABC's political director. He's with us on the Newsline. Rick, it's interesting to watch the president and his rhetoric throughout the week, because he started off the week by saying, you know, we have to no more attacks. I'm paraphrasing, no more harsh language and that sort of thing. And of course, he can't stick to his own words. And so I'm wondering, why is that so appealing to people, the way the president attacks people, how it works politically for him? And should we expect to see the exact same kind of vitriolic rhetoric on the other side, whoever runs against him?
Well, to the first question, I think it gets to some part of the president's appeal of shaking up the entire system. And when he is under attack and he fights back, there is some appeal back to his base to say, look what I'm up against here. As to whether he's going to hear something similar, there's a debate inside the Democratic Party about what rhetorical tone to take. And I think you saw it play out even this week, some candidates taking both the high road and the low road. You take the high road of talking about the need to appeal to the higher sensibilities of the nation, and the lower road where you're calling him a white supremacist, or you're, as Joe Biden did, calling his delivery low energy when he read that speech in the wake of the shootings on Monday. So I don't think Democrats have come to terms with the question among themselves about what kind of tone to take against a president who's broken all the rules.
Rick Klein with us on the Newsline. He's ABC's political director and joins us on Fridays to take a look back at the week in politics.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.